Welcome to the Centre for Cities City Minutes South Yorkshire Elections Series. On the 5th of May 2022, residents of South Yorkshire will head to the polls to elect their next Metro Mayor. We invited all declared candidates to discuss their priorities for improving the economic prosperity of the area. Welcome to this edition of City Minutes. I'm Andrew Carter from the think tank The Centre for Cities, and today I'm joined by Joe Otten, who is the Liberal Democrat candidate to be the next mayor of South Yorkshire. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
So I suppose the first question to explore is, why do you want to be the new mayor of South Yorkshire? What is it that that attracts you to that position?
Well, look, I remember the first city deal. I'm sorry, I'm going to be specific here. The first city deal in the country was Sheffield City Region, wasn't it? And it was a policy to join up all the economic levers and to exercise them locally in order to get economic regeneration going. And I thought that, what a brilliant idea, you know, excited me at the time. And I do think we've kind of slightly forgotten that we've got, you know, Sheffield and South Yorkshire is no longer Sheffield City Region. The other bits have fallen away. And other areas have similar deals, and other areas have gone faster than us. And that's a tragedy for South Yorkshire. But also I do think the kind of the vision for economic regeneration in particular has been slightly forgotten in all of that. It's been seen as a kind of devolution, and, you know, this is what we want to decide. Look, and I don't think it is. I mean, it's devolution I support, but I think this particular policy is all about economic regeneration. And, you know, if we understand it in that way, then we can lean on the whole levelling up thing a little more strongly and get more out of it, I think. So I'm very keen to do that. Why me in particular? Why do I want to do it? Well, I'm really keen on my community, and I like to work hard for the people I represent. So I've been a councillor in Sheffield for 11 years. I have attempted to get into Parliament a couple of times, but not been successful. But, you know, I will do what I can for the people I represent, and, you know, if they want to choose me, then thank you very much, and if they don't, well, that's their choice, isn't it?
So it's kind of going back to the as you say, the first principles of the idea of these deals, which is to think about how you improve the economic performance of, you know, of places like South Yorkshire or the Sheffield City region, as it was, you know, as it was once known. It's almost going back to that. That's one of your sort of guiding motivations.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it can be done. Levelling up, as it's called now, okay, we're going to say levelling up from now on. That's not to say we necessarily agree with the government, but I think it's you know, I was pleasantly surprised by some of the good things in the levelling up white paper. I think there's a lot of aspirational stuff in there that, you know, it's going to take a lot more than one paper and one initiative to make happen. But I was pleasantly surprised, and if in order to make it happen, we all need to agree to call it levelling up, then I'm willing to do that.
So in that sense, Joe, I mean, what's your take on the sort of economic priorities for the South Yorkshire area? You know, when you look out at, you know, at the area, what do you see as the strengths and the weaknesses? What are the sort of priorities for you if you became the new mayor to improve the economic performance of the area?
Well, I mean, the number one thing, given the role the mayor has, the number one thing is the buses. It just is, and it's economic, but it's also very personal. It's immensely frustrating that we've not, I mean, the current mayor has just started the franchising process, but has been talking about enhanced partnerships and so on up until that point. It's really frustrating it's taken us this long. You know, franchising maybe 5 years ago was pie in the sky, but the last few years, since 2017 or thereabouts, it has been a practical proposition, and we can do it and we should do it. And yeah, on the doorstep, you talk to people, and even if you're not standing for mayor, even if you just say, I'm your local councillor knocking on the door, or what are your issues, buses is basically the top issue that comes up. It's the reliability, the frequency in a lot of places is just not good enough. And people are not, you know, are not choosing to use the buses. They're not relying on the buses. They're having to buy cars, they're choosing to drive the cars because of the state of the bus network. So that's number one. And that's not only number one, it's kind of most of the answer, I think. I mean, it's you know, it's a tragedy, really, that the mayor has is meant to have all these levers for economic regeneration, but the one thing that is first, second, and third in the agenda, my three top three priorities, you know, as Tony Blair might have said, are buses, buses, and buses, because it is that significant and is that big a problem.
Yeah, well, never apologise for focusing on buses. You're talking to a fellow bus fanatic or, you know, lover of buses. So my answer is often buses. Now, what's the question when people say to me, what can be done to improve the economic performance of those places? So, I mean, and as you say, you would be in favour of, and if you were the mayor, you would pursue with vigour the franchising route, because obviously there are different options available, aren't there, in that sort of space?
Yeah, absolutely. Franchising, I think franchising is quite clearly head and shoulders the way to go. And if you look at the Levelling Up paper and its ambitions, I can't see any other way of achieving that other than franchising. If you want to have integrated ticketing, then yeah, you kind of need to franchise, don't you? And if you want to have, you know, if you want to be able to do something about the frequencies on routes where, you know, the operators, I mean, the operators, I think, are, you know, they've seen the way to make money is to extract it from people who don't have a choice. That's the primary business. And you can't blame them for that. That is, you know, they're in it to make a coin. But from a policy point of view, we want a bus service that is so good that people will choose to use it when they have a choice. And it just isn't there at the moment. For maybe in a few places on a few good routes, it's there. But in reliability, in frequency, in ticketing, it's just not good enough. And yet what we do, and we do at the council or the mayor authority from time to time has a great bus strategy. We're going to do all these wonderful things, and we're going to install lots of digital signs on the bus stops, and we're going to make these junction alterations and bus lane alterations to make the buses better. They put lots of money in, and the information that appears on the digital bus stops is wrong. And the bus companies say, okay, well, that's nice, but we're actually going to cut the service again, and we're going to put the fares up again. And it's infuriating. We've just put a load of public money into making the bus network better, and they're making it worse. And I'm just fed up with doing that. I want to be able to put money into it to make the service better.
Yes. No. Well, as I say, you won't get any disagreement from me on the focus, and not only the focus, but actually the proposed solution as well. I think it is an important part. I mean, notwithstanding it's your one, yeah, two, and three, Joe, which is fair enough. But if I could push you on, you know, what might be four or five? I mean, how are you, particularly, I suppose, there's two sort of aspects to get your thoughts on. One, you know, there's always a sort of conversation about how we improve the skills of the, you know, of the people in the labour force currently, or those that are coming into the labour force. I don't know what your thoughts are around that. And then I suppose there's the kind of overall, you know, business environment, really, for encouraging businesses to grow and to expand and to invest.
So taking the second one first, I mean, I agree. Take the second one first. I have a cheap point to make first. I just want to make and get out of the way. And that is, sometimes you need to stop electing Labour politicians, because sends the message you might. I mean, some Labour people are perfectly good and perfectly keen on drawing business in, and some are quite hostile to it. And so if you stop electing Labour politicians, then at least you're sending the message, you know, this place is open for business. So that's my cheap point, but I stand by it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, my background is software and small business, and, you know, the I mean, it's some years ago since I've been doing that in anger, but that has got its own particular challenges, its particular skills world. And I don't think when we talk about skills in the city region, skill strategy is quite talking about the same sorts of things. And there's a shame to that, because there's a lot of high value work to be done. And if you want to make the area prosper, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, the businesses wanting to open a software operation consider doing it in South Yorkshire. And to do that, it's, yes, often you employ people who will move from anywhere in the country to work there. But often, actually, for every two software developers who's willing to move, there's probably one who's kind of stuck where they are. And if you have a pool there, you can make the location a bit more attractive. So I'm very keen on that. I'm very interested in that. My own history, my own background. It's a particularly difficult thing for policy to get right, because so much in software is, you know, you need to know the latest latest technology, and you need 5 years experience in it. So that means you need to have learned it before anybody knew it was going to be the latest thing, you know. That's what people want. Of course, that's what employers want. And so it's hard enough for individuals who kind of go out there and understand what they need to learn and learn it on their own initiative, or hard enough for the agile businesses to keep up with it. The idea that policymakers can keep up with it, I think I almost despair. But I do think there are things we can do in not providing, but understanding and being a bit strategic about it. But that's kind of my personal digression, maybe. I mean, the bulk of the work is all about a range of skills from all kind of, for all kinds of levels, you know, from hairdressers to technicians to, you know what. I think it's a job of collaboration, isn't it? It's working with the businesses, understanding what they need. And I think a fair amount of this is done already. I think I'm not heaping criticism on here. Understanding what is needed, and finding better ways to provide it, and making the case for investment where it's going to make a difference. I mean, it's a lot of, there's an awful lot of kind of soft power and yes, negotiation involved in all that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And obviously, I mean, you know it better than me, Joel, but obviously the area is made up of four boroughs, and then lots of neighbourhoods and communities even within each of the four areas. And obviously the mayor has a certain set of powers and resources, but some of the things will need to be organised with and coordinated through the boroughs as well. Just your sort of general approach to working with the four local authorities in terms of, you know, how you would engage with them and work with them on different issues, whether it's transport or skills or business investment or whatever it might be.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been a councillor for 11 years in Sheffield. So I think I understand. I'm not going to talk about the other candidates, but I understand what the boundary is between what the mayor's job is and what the council's jobs are. And I'd like to think I have a good relationship with, you know, all parties on Sheffield Council, which is a, you know, Labour Party and a significant number of Greens, and the one Conservative. I think, you know, again, I can work constructively with all of them. I'm Chief Whip at the moment of my group, so that particularly involves, you know, kind of ironing out things with the other parties. And I've served on two bodies that are for the whole of South Yorkshire: Police and Crime Panel, and the Audit and Risk Board of the Mayoral Combined Authority. So all that again is working with other parties, is working with other parts of South Yorkshire. And, you know, I think I can do that, and I think I've shown I can do that. So I'm happy with that. I mean, my cheap point, if I want to make it, if I can add another cheap point, is that the sometimes the main political divide in South Yorkshire is between Sheffield Labour and the rest of South Yorkshire Labour. So, you know, maybe, you know, somebody who's not on either of those two camps might have a bit more success in I was about to say knocking heads together, bringing minds together than somebody who is. So that's what I'd hope to do.
I don't think that's there's a fair point that the differences are often greater within parties than necessarily between parties, particularly when you get into some of these issues that actually require a degree of pragmatism rather than sort of ideology, right? I think that's a fair observation to make. What about the sort of the balancing of the different requirements or the different interests from the four areas? Obviously, you know, Sheffield is different from Rotherham, different from Barnsley, yeah, and so on and so on. So how would you think about that? Do you think about them as four separate entities, or do you think about them as one big place? I mean, where does that sort of conceptually sit for you?
I think certainly in terms of how people feel about it, they are definitely four different areas. And I think there is some skepticism about, you know, the whole concept of the South Yorkshire Mayor. I remember I remember canvassing in Barnsley last time round for my colleague, Hannah Kitchen, who stood 4 years ago, who was a Barnsley councillor, and Dan Jarvis, a Barnsley MP, was the Labour candidate. And a chap at the doorstep said to me, "Oh, we don't want to be run by Sheffield, though, do we?" And so, well, look at your candidates. So, no, I absolutely understand that. And I think that's, I think you've got to absolutely recognise that different, that people want to be, want to identify with their own area. And that's, you know, absolutely right too. I think each area has got its own history and its own things to be proud of and so on. And the challenges are that they are different, but they are similar in each of the areas. So, you know, there's not, you cannot offer me a binary thing there, and it isn't a binary, is it? It's, each district has got its own unique things to offer. I mean, Doncaster for the moment is pitching to be this headquarters of GB Rail, for example, which is a great pitch. That's the one to support. If you're interviewing the, you know, the Manchester candidates next, tell them this, you know, it's a much better idea than Crewe, you know. But that's a particular thing that Doncaster has that the others don't, you know. And Sheffield's got, you know, he's got two universities, got, you know, and that makes up, that really defines a lot of what Sheffield is and what it does. So I think, you know, you've got to draw on the assets in each area and meet the needs in each area. You know, according to its own particular particular strengths and needs.
And what would be your what's your sort of approach or perspective on how you would represent the sort of South Yorkshire area to the outside world? But, you know, maybe first off, how would you engage? What would be your approach to engaging with, you know, with government? You can see from the other different, you know, the other metro mayors that they have different styles, different ways of, you know, engaging with government, you know, sometimes oppositional, sometimes collaborative. I mean, where's your, you know, what's your sort of perspective on that? How would you behave as the, you know, as the mayor of South Yorkshire in regards to engaging with government?
Well, so as I said earlier, if we've got to call it leveling up to make it happen, I'm happy to call it leveling up. I do think, you know, the idea of raising the level of the economic performance and all the other indicators that go with that, in terms of well-being, raising that in the north of England is something that I think everybody's kind of signed up to, but it's a hard thing to achieve. Now, you look at the thing to look at is, and I know Centre for Cities have written a report on this, thing to look at is the reunification of Germany and what they did there, and the fact that it took the plan lasted longer than any government. It had cross-party support. You need cross-party support, and, you know, to plan to take longer than the life of the government to do this. And so so absolutely, I think the idea of a kind of a Liberal Democrat bridge between a Conservative government and mostly Labour councils in South Yorkshire, I think is possibly actually the way to go to build that kind of the cross-party consensus on some of the basics of levelling up, of improving performance. Is the way to do it. And you know, what I would project, I hope, is ambition for South Yorkshire. South Yorkshire to be, it's a great place, but for it to be an even better place in so many ways.
And what's your kind of view on, and I've heard this from, you know, talking to different sort of mayors and in different places, you know, about, is there a challenge for you around how you promote and publicise, you know, South Yorkshire as an area, as you say, for potential investment or potential location, whether firms or government of different types, vis-a-vis, you know, you've got Tracy down the road in West Yorkshire, you've got Andy, or, you know, over the Pennines in Greater Manchester. I mean, how do you think about that? It's sort of external representation, putting South Yorkshire on the map, as it were.
I mean, ideally, I mean, we never quite achieve it, but the goal, I think, was, again, this was said at the time of the original First City deal, is that Sheffield's competition are, you know, cities in Germany and France and Italy and Eastern Europe, and our allies in that competition are Leeds and Manchester and so on. And, you know, that's where I'd like to be. I don't think we're quite there. But I kind of hope we can understand that and do it that way. If we're completely honest, there are some things that Greater Manchester will simply do better than we're going to do, and I choke on it, but possibly Leeds, you know, possibly Leeds too. But the thing to do is not to compete on those for those exact same opportunities, but to compete for the things that we're going to be better at. And you know, we have so much to offer that, and things that we can and will do better than those places. And that's the nature of the modern world, isn't it? You specialize in something and you do it brilliantly, and you sell it all over the world. And trying to just be an also ran and everything is how you end up being a kind of left behind, a place that needs leveling up.
Yeah, kind of final thought from you, Dawn. Obviously, if you become the new mayor, as you've said already, brass franchising is a good example where you've already got a set of powers and resources available to you, not just in transport but on skills and others. But given the nature of where we are in terms of devolution and the power balance in the UK, there's always more to be asked for, in a sense. You know, if you were the new mayor, you'd be getting on with doing the job, but what would you be going to government to say, look, you know, in order for me to make a real impact on X, I would really need to have more power or responsibility over, you know, over these kinds of things? I mean, what would be on your ask list?
So, I mean, the one obvious ask is, you know, again, going back to the original, you know, the South Yorkshire got £900 million over 30 years. And I know Dan Jarvis has asked if he can have it all in one go, but, you know, I don't think he'll get it. I think it's a cheek. It's a clever ask, but it's a cheeky thing to do. But actually, that was a great achievement from local government's perspective of getting more than a one-year settlement for anything. And so, there was a logic behind it. And I think it was right. And I think it's partly, you know, it was a coalition thing, not the Conservative thing, is how I would describe it. But now a lot of it is there's a pot of money you can bid into it, and that means that Whitehall is keeping control, really, and that's fine if you're looking for somebody to have a great idea that you can then fund as an initial step. But once that has happened and you funded the great idea, you kind of need to fund everybody else to do something similar in their own way. And therefore, you not just have pots of money to be into. You've got to actually devolve the funding to do the job. So that would be ask number one. I mean, other asks. Like I said, devolution. I see this as a slightly different thing to the devolution agenda. Yeah. And so Manchester, for example, has got powers and budgets over health. I want to see how that works before I would ask for it. I've not heard very much coming out of it. I don't know what they've done with it, but maybe you guys will do a report into it. But you know, if that works, then absolutely I'm going to be knocking on the door asking for it. If it doesn't, then we're going to think again, aren't we?
Yeah, so that coming back to where you started, really, that sort of focus on, you know, very clear-minded focus on the economic aspects. The original idea of the you know, the mayors was to focus on improving the economic performance of our big places like South Yorkshire.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. My guest today has been Joe Otten. Joe, it's been great to talk with you.
Likewise.
And I wish you well in the upcoming election.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Minutes, which forms part of Centre for Cities' South Yorkshire election special. Visit our website, centreforcities.org, for all our work and analysis on the South Yorkshire elections and the role of metro mayors in raising the economic prosperity of their areas. You can find us on a number of listening platforms, including Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify and Stitcher. Please rate, review and subscribe if you like what you hear.